Good morning, everyone. Oh, thank you for that back. That's great. I am a consultant hired by the Women's Foundation of California to develop a program called the Women's Policy Institute. We're actually in our fifth year, and we think this is a rather innovative and exciting way to train grassroots women leaders how to impact the policy arena. We were launched in 2003, as I said, by the Women's Foundation of California. It's actually a one-year policy training program that women apply to, and then we accept 30 women a year. And we work in five different areas, or we take women from five different areas: women's health, reproductive rights, environmental health, economic justice, and criminal justice. And I'll explain kind of why those five areas, how those five areas come together. We usually receive about 100 to 120 applications every year and choose 30. We choose women who are leaders in their communities and who have community, a depth of community. So they're either with community organizations or they're very involved in their local communities, because the intent is not to train an individual but to train a community or a community organization through an individual. So a lot of the Institute focuses on deepening people's involvement in their own community. We developed this for a couple of reasons. One is, of course, because we cared passionately about our communities and about our community members, and we want to improve the lives of our community members. In particular, we're focusing on California. But we also want to change the policy process in California to be more open and accessible to community members. And we also want to create a stronger and broader social justice movement, which is why we have those five areas. The cross-training that occurs between economic justice and environmental health and women's health and reproductive rights and criminal justice is a fascinating process to see throughout the year as women begin to learn about these other issue areas and realize how important they are to their own areas. We've built the Institute on three basic political philosophies: feminism, equal participation of women in the policy process, participatory democracy, that we believe that we should not just be voting for people to pass laws, but we should participate in passing those laws ourselves, and social justice, that we should be creating a society that actually works for everyone. The training structure that we developed is it's a 12-month program, but the training part is 9 months long. It includes 3 4-day training retreats. They're all held in the state capital. It's highly experiential and hands-on. It also incorporates all three modes of learning: hearing, seeing, reading. We really integrate the training as much as we can to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to learn what's being taught. We also, as I said, incorporate organizational integration, so we really do a lot of work with the fellows to make sure that they take the information back to their communities and back to their organizations, and we cross-train on all five of the progressive issues. One of the main components of the Institute that's very different than other policy training programs is that we actually use real issues for team policy projects. This is not a fake Institute or kind of created issue areas. The fellows are selected, they come in, we train them through the first couple of months. They form teams, they choose a policy project to work on, they go to the legislature, they try to find an author, they find authors, they write bill language, they do all of the lobbying themselves, they present at all the committee hearings themselves. It's kind of like dropping folks into the deep end of the pool, but it's a fascinating process to see by about midway through the program. Fear turns into tremendous amounts of empowerment, and what we've heard from women is that through this process they actually feel less fearful about many other things in their lives that they really get once they take this on, that they feel very empowered to take on other issues. These are just an example of some of the projects that our teams have worked on issues like allowing for some drug felons to be able to get food stamps when they leave prison. Infant feeding choice was a bill to try to get free formula out of maternity bags in hospitals. Advocates for domestic violence, that women who are victims of domestic violence would be able to ask for an advocate with them when they're interviewed by the police, that they wouldn't have to do that alone. ban on chemicals in cosmetics. So you can see that these are very real issues. Some of these bills have passed, some have not passed, some have been vetoed. But they're real issues being worked on by the teams. Also, some of the teams have worked on budget cuts, pushed for legislative hearings on women in prison, and advocated for non-traditional jobs for low-income women. So that the teams don't just choose legislative policy projects to work on, but can work on administrative advocacy projects as well. And this was working. There it is. We expect that that we will pass policies that will reflect the needs of women, girls, and their communities, increase participation in state policy issues, but also build the capacity of both the fellows and their organizations, as well as the community, to continue to address community-based problems, and to strengthen the relationship and collaboration between social justice organizations. We have a very in-depth evaluation of the WPI. We do evaluations both pre and post. We also evaluate each retreat, and we do a post-post evaluation 12 months after the fellows have finished the institute to see, are they still involved in policy? What has changed for them and for their organization since the WPI? The success of our first 4 years is that we've trained 101 women, and out of those 101 women, they formed 24 teams to develop or support legislation. 9 bills were passed and signed into law. 4 bills passed both houses of the legislature and were vetoed by the governor. And 5 bills died, and 6 projects are still active. In California, we have a 2-year legislative session, and so some of the teams, when they start in the beginning of the 2-year, actually end up working on their policy project for both years. We have tremendous impact on the fellows. They do end up leaving the institute better armed to do policy advocacy work. They go back to their organizations. Many of their organizations actually incorporate policy into their mission statements, and become the organization itself becomes much more involved in policy advocacy. Let me just give you a quick overview of the retreats, just so you can see what the curriculum looks like. The first retreat, we focus on policy research. So how do you know what your policy issue is? How do you know how to define it? How do you know what the solutions are? How do you know whether the solutions will work or not? The second retreat, we work on how you meet with legislators, how you meet with the opposition, how you meet with other advocates. How do you talk about your policy concerns, and how do you get your policy issue on the agenda? Retreat 3, we focus on lobbying and legislative hearings. How do you present in a legislative hearing? How do you be prepared for a 5-minute presentation and then are told at the last second by the committee chair that you have 30 seconds? So how do you make sure that you're able to manage that? How do you make sure you have the votes in your committee hearing? How do you go after a legislator when they leave the committee in the middle of the committee hearing and try to get them back to vote for your bill? And then retreat 4, we do a lot of focus on, again, bringing it back home, bringing it back to your organization, back to your community. The slides are up on the APHA website, so I won't go through all of these, but again, just wanted to share kind of the curriculum and what we focus on in each retreat and then also between the retreats. The Women's Foundation of California provides funding. They raise the money through other foundations, then they provide funding for the fellows to transport them to the state capitol for the retreats. We also provide funding for each team for advocacy work, and we also provide each team with a mentor so that the training is during the retreats, but then it's also between the retreats where they also get a lot of training and a lot of experience. Each fellow can do up to, averages about 5 hours a week of their time throughout the year to be a part of the WPI. But depending on what their policy project is, it could be much less, actually, or much more, rather. One of our teams, the team that dealt with the formula issue in the maternity, the free formula in the maternity bags in the hospitals, ended up, they thought the bill was going to get killed, where we thought the bill was going to get killed pretty quickly because it had before, but they were actually able to get it through the first house and into the second house. And the formula companies sent about 10 of their lobbyists from the East Coast to defeat the bill. And this team of two women ended up working on the bill almost full time for about a month. So this, when you deal with a real training issue, you don't know what you're going to get until you kick it off. I want to leave you with, we have brochures that if you'd like to be able to get in touch with us. We are replicating the WPI. We're just finishing a manual right now that we're going to be able to distribute, and I think it's either going to be for free or at cost, because the Women's Foundation is committed to making sure that this type of a training program is replicated throughout. It does not have to focus on women, of course. It could focus on an issue like environmental health itself, or, you know, health issues or public health. I think the innovative aspects of the program are that it is a training program that uses real policy issues in a controlled environment and protected environment. And the depth of the training is one of the things that I think makes it an exceptional program, because people really leave this program understanding how you do policy and how you do policy advocacy. Thank you for your time.